You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to Susie Steller from the Online Forever podcast. My favorite part of her interview was talking about the Wee Spa in Koreatown and spa etiquette. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome for the first time on the podcast. We have Susie Steller from the Online Forever podcast.
Woohoo!
All right.
Yeah, great job.
Thanks for coming. We had your homie on here, right? Mm-hmm. She had a good time?
Yeah.
Okay.
What a sweet homie, huh?
Yeah. And then what's your history with Ellie there?
I met her sort of recently, and then we hung out a few times, and then I shot some scenes with her and her fiance, and yeah, great friend, great person.
And then do you guys eat lunch and stuff together? And
yeah.
Right, really?
Yeah, we do like other things.
Other things outside. What other activities do you guys do like together? Like, do you guys hang out? Because you said you're from the beach area as well?
Yeah, I live on the west side. Mm-hmm. And we went to the Comedy Store together and went out to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gone to the spa. You know the Wee Spa?
Oh, dude. Yeah. You go to the Wee Spa?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's Korean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So is there... I know what it's like on the male section, but it's full nude, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's full nude on both sides.
Now, are there women showing off on your side of the...
I don't know if they're meaning to, but honestly, some of the most beautiful women I've ever seen.
Because the guys were... There's some show-offs.
Are there?
You know, kind of...
Like they're swinging it?
No, well, that too, but they're looking at themselves quite a lot.
Oh,
they're like looking down. Yeah, they're not looking down. They know what they got down there.
True.
They're looking at themselves like it's like they're, you know what I'm saying? Like kind of like male model type deal.
Oh, okay.
Like they're like, they know they look good. It's kind of like a Zoolander type stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like where they know they got it going on. I mean, their bodies are chiseled.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm referring
to.
They're
probably cruising. It's a cruise spot for men.
What does that mean?
Cruising?
Yeah. I mean, are we allowed to say cruising? That's nothing. Cruising. Cruising's cruising,
cruising's
right?
Cruising's cruising.
Okay, so cruising, can I guess what that implies?
Please.
That means that if you have a certain sexual preference and you're a male and you like males, that you're cruising. It's like that movie, My Own Private Idaho, where they're cruising for, you know, River Phoenix and Keanu Reeves.
I don't know the reference, but yeah, that sounds pretty accurate.
Yeah, where they're looking for... other men.
Yeah.
Okay. So if I were there, Is there a certain like nonverbal code that they use at Wii Spa where do they tug on your towel twice? Like, hey, because there must be some kind of communication that's going on at, you know,
when I think it has to do like with time of day, like nighttime is the cruise time.
Why do you say that?
Because maybe
this is great. This is already starting off grand. Because I had no idea this is taking place at Wii Spa.
I mean, what time do you usually go there?
I've only been a few times, but at night.
Okay.
Yeah, so maybe I'd have to kind of
maybe you missed the signals.
Maybe I missed it. Well, I was kind of hiding. I was kind of doing the golem, like I kind of went into my own stall.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have to kind of walk around naked in front of everybody.
Yeah. I mean, you can wear, if you want to wear,
you got to do it.
No, Speedo only. No, you can
you
wear
gotta, that'd be more weird.
Yeah, it is kind of weirder to wear something.
So, is it more like if they look at you more than once, then that the cruising's happening?
I think so. I mean, I don't want to speak too much on it because it's not my culture.
Yeah. No, that's fine. But I'm surprised that the Koreans are allowing this to happen.
Oh, I meant because, like male gay.
Oh, male. Okay. Male gay. But I'm saying, no, I'm talking about like from a Korean business establishment perspective. Like, because I know how Koreans are. They're old school, mm-hmm. you know? So what's it like on your end? So is it just more, there's a lot of beautiful people?
Yeah, I mean, okay, so I do know, I guess, like, some of the workers will go in and, like, break it up if it gets too, there's too many people involved. Like, if there's,
what do you mean by that? What do you mean?
If there's, like, more than two men at once, like, a worker will come and be like, okay, you guys, like, break it up.
Is it going on at Wii Spa?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea. The one on Olympic, near Olympic?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there's only one, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just letting you know because me and my bro used to go to an old school spa.
No cruising. No.
They don't let that shit fly.
Yeah, it's different.
No, you know, because they're from the old country. It's a smaller establishment, so they don't let that fly at all. Keep that shit at Wii Spa.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously.
Because in the Korean community, you know, there's nothing against it. You could do what you want, but for that spot, I guess it's acceptable. You could do that.
So Koreans don't want to be known for.
They're just old school. They're just old school, you know? Like, I know that here it's, times are different. I wouldn't even mind if someone tried to cruise, you know?
Yeah.
Because, you know.
As long as they're respectful.
Well, yeah, because I know what I have, you know, even like, because I have a bubble butt.
Okay.
So, you know, if they were to, you know, if they pinched it or something, I would like kind of turn around and be like, hey, can you not pinch
it? Yeah, any touching.
Yeah, don't touch. No. But if they, you know, it would be a compliment. Yeah. Now, what'd you think about that smell that we broke out earlier?
The amber? I love it. Amber. Yeah.
What'd you like about it?
I like that it's like warm and sensual, like earthy.
It's earthy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's nice.
Very unassuming. It's very subtle, huh?
Mm-hmm. It like almost could just be your natural scent almost.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Thank you for saying that. So as far as like attraction, as far as heterosexuals, or it could be just any kind of, you know, whatever sexual attraction, is that one of the main factors is hygiene and smells?
For me, yes. I'm a big sniffer.
So if a man is wearing too much cologne, is that a turn on or a turn off?
I think it's a turn off for me personally. Too much, yeah.
What does that say? Desperation?
It says that they're like hiding something or they're insecure.
Too much cologne.
Yeah.
Now, does the type of cologne matter? Like, let's say some guys rocking like old school Drakkar. Opposed to like some, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I don't know that scent. What does it smell like?
Exactly.
Okay.
it's ancient.
Is it like?
It's basically, have you heard of polo?
Yeah.
Polo sport?
Uh-huh. It's like that.
It's like kind of going back to the old polo in the green bottle that you probably haven't seen.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a deep scent.
It's like, have you heard of Brut by Fabergé?
No.
I'm old. You're talking about Yoda.
No, you're
man.
Like,
I'm
you
Yoda.
Really know your scent. Like you're a perfume head.
Remember a perfume back in the day. All the gals wore is Poison.
Oh.
Have you heard of Poison?
No.
It was in a purple. Have you heard of that, Chels? No, this is before y'all. I'm totally telling you my age here. It was like the in scent. What's in now though?
Yeah, people love.
Wait, say that again, Chels. Santal 33. What is that all about?
I don't know how to describe that one.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say it's like not piney, but it's like. I have no idea how to describe.
But is it a
that.
Perfume or cologne? Yeah, it's unisex. Uh-huh. Yeah. What Polo cologne or perfume is in right now? Is that still a thing or are they out of business?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure they're still in business somehow, but I don't think that's the scent that the guys are going for these days, but I really don't know. It sounds very like straight male.
Yeah. And well, what's a unisex one that's more like where everyone's wearing?
I don't know. I like a lot of roll-ons and stuff.
Oh, you mentioned roll-ons.
Yeah. Yeah. So, the roll-on is nice.
So it's are like guys wearing, like, I notice that whenever I congregate at my meetings and stuff, my 12-step meetings, I notice, like, some of the guys, like, the hip guys are wearing woodsy kind of, they smell like wood kind of cedar, like a woodsy, earthy.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's comforting.
I just don't. I'm too scared to ask them what they're wearing, though.
Okay.
I smell them, and then I just kind of go on my
way. They would
way.
Probably love it if you asked them.
Because that would be a compliment. That would be bigging them up, like, they smell good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how girls always compliment each other?
Do they?
They do. It's like, nice earrings, nice skirt, blah, blah, blah. Like, always.
Is it sincere?
I think so. The only time it's not sincere and someone is like, someone compliments my pants and then I'm looking at them and I'm like, oh, I love your
those pants are fire right now because there's fairies on it.
Yeah,
that's fire.
Yeah, if you see if I were to like be like, I love your sneakers, and then you look at me and you're like kind of looking around for something to compliment, I don't need that, you know what
right.
I mean, just let me compliment you. You don't have to give one back,
right?
But
right,
imagine
right.
a world where men were complimenting each other like that.
That'd be nice.
That'd be so sweet.
But there's that cool kind of like stoic factor that they don't want to, it's kind of like they don't want to give away their secrets.
Oh, they're gatekeeping.
Yeah. It's kind of like guys who are like the top percentage of guys who are like cleaning up house on dating sites. They're not going to tell you what they're doing to like to their profile to make it like their stuff money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because they're like, why would they share the Jedi secrets of romance? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I would if I was in that position, I would definitely say, hey, this is what you have to do. You got to have this kind of picture, this kind of shirt. You don't have a picture with this in it. You know what I mean? But does that make sense?
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. I see a lot of the same things on dating apps. I'm like, they
break
must
it down.
Have seen it. Okay.
Break it down. What stands out? What will make you swipe right or left?
I think I like it when guys don't take it seriously and they're like trying to joke with it. But usually I see a lot of the same jokes. Like one of the prompts is like, together we could. And I've seen a lot of times the answer be rob a bank. And it's like the first time I saw it, I was like, and now every time I see it, I'm like, no. X.
What about the pictures themselves? Like what kind of pictures do they have to have on there for them to even be considered?
I love when a man posts pictures of them and like one of their girlfriends, like not a girlfriend, but just like they have friends that aren't just guys or whatever. I like that. You're like, that's what I should do.
Keep going.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I have a girlfriend.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm good. I'm good. Like, yeah. This is for the viewers and listeners.
Totally,
yeah.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Totally. Okay. So I think that we don't need the fish pictures. We don't need the numerous dog pictures, but I feel like that's kind of known.
Why is that a red flag, having animal pictures? Because isn't that saying that you're like compassionate and you know what I mean, you love animals?
No, I do love that. Pictures with animals, great in general, but the holding the fish, I feel like that's like known as being kind of like, oh, okay.
Oh, because you're like, this is my trophy. Like, I got the prize.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a definitely no.
Uh-huh. And if they have too many pictures of them and their dog, it feels like they only got the dog so that they could date more.
Whoa.
Right?
So you're really analyzing that.
Yeah.
Okay. Give a few more. Because this is the, you're they, helping them out. You're
yeah. I'd love, out. I'd love to help.
Yeah. 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 Keep going. That's great. Shirt off. What about their, if they have a six pack or abs, six pack.
I personally don't care about that. If you want to like show more skin, that's one thing, but I don't know. A topless man has always kind of rubbed me the wrong way personally.
Why?
You know, I went through a time in more of my radical days where I spent a lot of time like publicly topless because.
Wait, you did this in your hometown?
Yeah, I did this in New England where the it's more of there's stricter there okay, in some gotcha, ways
gotcha. So you're being more liberal about things.
I was like, trying to like push a little bit because mm-hmm. there's plenty of topless men with sometimes like bigger tits than me mm-hmm. out on the beach or out on the street so and that's just, fine mm-hmm. yeah so okay. it feels like a flex of their privilege sometimes
so
when
you're
I see
just
a topless
flipping
guy
it back on them.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't do that anymore because mm-hmm. I'm grown and it's too much. It's a headache all around.
So, what was it like growing up on the East Coast?
It was really specific. I grew up in a really small town in New England, and it's like puritanical Calvinist bullshit. Religious. Yeah. Uh huh.
Like, because there's a lot of history there.
A lot of Catholicism. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I grew up very, very Catholic.
Very religious.
Yeah, my mom was my Sunday school teacher, and it was like very much like the pillar of the home.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom read the she went through some stuff, and she became a conspiracy theorist.
Really?
When I was 8, like dramatic switch, and then so I started like learning a lot about conspiracy theories. It was like one day I was devout Catholic, the next day I'm watching Zeitgeist and things like that as a child. Really? So it was kind of cool because I like I've always learned to put it all out on the table, take a step back and not really believe anything, question everything.
Do you have any siblings growing up?
I do. I have an older brother and I have an older sister.
Oh, so you're the baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was that like being the youngest? Because I'm the youngest in my family as well.
It's kind of annoying.
Because you had a lot of hand-me-downs. And
I mean, yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. my brother was, like, good at sports. My sister was good at school. And I was just kind of, like, doing something else, you know? I mean, I was good at both those things, but wasn't really a standout.
Smoking
and
Maybe a little bit. Because there's no pressure on you. You're like, they already mm-hmm. went through, with your brother and sister. Like, okay, she could do whatever she wants as long as she's alive.
Right.
And somewhat,
uh-huh.
productive.
Yeah.
Did you go to your classes and like, how'd you do in school?
I was great in school, actually. I think I was like a little bit of a, ADHD.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah. So some struggles here and there, but mm-hmm. I had good grades. Went to college, did the whole thing.
Oh, what college you go to? You don't have to say.
It's okay. I will. Whatever.
Okay,
I went to I went to the University of New Hampshire.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a fascination. I've never been out there, but I think of like light towers and like clam chowder. Is am I right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. After college, I moved to Portland, Maine. Love
that
city.
Why'd you move here? Don't you miss it over there? Because I'm trying to get away. I want to go over
there.
Me
too. Well, maybe not necessarily there because the winter is like 8 months of hard winter.
I want to experience it.
You like that? Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Well, I lived in Minnesota. I was younger, and that was cold. But that was when I was a kid. But I want to experience the seasons.
How is Minnesota? Minnesota.
I was a kid, and I just remember they threw me on the lake, and I was playing hockey at like when I was.
Oh, yeah. The frozen lake.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I was a little kid. I don't really remember. Vaguely, I remember, but mm-hmm. I don't know. There's something about East Coasters that they're more like gritty.
Oh yeah, I got the grit for sure.
Yeah.
I worked as a professional oyster shucker for a couple of years in
really?
Portland, Maine. Oh yeah, became one of the best.
So
the
you worked on the boats and stuff.
I would like go hang out at some of the farms and like learn the process, but I mainly was shucking in a oyster shop.
What is shucking? What does that
shucking
mean?
Shucking is when you like take a shucking knife. It's a specific knife that's
write that
like
down. Shucking.
Yeah, it's cool. Do you like oysters?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I'm down for it. They're expensive.
Mm-hmm. Especially out here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like at Ted and Connie's, that's where I brought my girl last dinner, and we ordered a dozen, and it was like close to $40.
Ooh.
Is that about right?
Depend. 42? I mean, I would never. Just because I like.
But that's California. I mean, I'm sure out there it's like, $5 or whatever.
I don't know, though. In Portland, there's some restaurants that it's like $3, $4 an oyster. But the place I worked at, $1.50 an oyster, no matter what. So, and it was just an oyster shop. So all we had was oysters. So it's not like I worked at a restaurant shucking a couple dozen a night. It was like at some shifts, I shucked like 3,000.
Dude, can you I would pocket some.
Oh, we would shuck like a half a dozen in a glass and like drink it. We were like hardcore.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
Protein. It's really good for you.
It's good for you.
I never got sick. Yeah. Really? 'Cause all the zinc.
I love putting the Tabasco and
the horse. Do you like horseradish?
Yeah, I like all that stuff.
You like cocktail sauce?
Oh, horse. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like the mini-net? Like the?
I don't know. I don't get it often, but I'm craving it right now.
I know, right? I should have brought some.
So if are there jobs like that on the East Coast where you're from? Like where you could work on a boat?
I did some like events on boats, and it's great shucking on a boat.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Because you just throw the shells over the board, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how many oysters can you catch in that net? Or is it like how does that work? Is this a mechanical net, the thing that goes?
There's actually like so many different kinds of oyster farming. There's so many different methods, and there's various ways to get them out of the water.
I'm down to learn all that. Yeah.
There's this really cool method called the Australian longline, where it's like a rope, and the oyster baby. So the oysters are like, they're created in a lab, like as little babies. It's
really?
Not something bad. It's good. It's not like farmed salmon.
From the ocean? I thought they're from the ocean.
Yes, they are. So farming oysters actually saved the species. If we didn't start farming them, they would be like going extinct, and we need them to
That's
filter the water.
Crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's pretty
That's
cool.
Crazy.
Oysters are cool.
Yeah. So you know a lot about oysters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why do they charge so much? They're like diamonds. They're like such a rare. Why do people cherish?
I don't know, because they're not rare. Like, so the amount of new farms, which is great, good for the water, good for everything. It's like the only fully sustainable seafood. But
yeah. Isn't it a natural aphrodisiac as well? I've heard that.
So that it's a soft science, but it's because of the zinc.
Mm.
But many couples were coming into the oyster bar for.
Really?
For that soft science to get it to become hard science.
So what are the East Coast prices in New Hampshire for a dozen oyster there?
Well, yeah. At the place I worked at, it would like total to be like 19 something with tax.
That's half off.
Right.
Yeah, out here I told you there were 42 for a dozen.
Yeah. So, and I know that some of the farmers, we would get each oyster at like 25 cents or 50 cents each.
Dang.
And then so they were getting like a dollar profit, so they weren't actually making that much money off the oysters with that price.
Yeah.
So I don't know, things have changed. This was years ago, but inflation and like it's like more and more people are eating them. That used to be like a weird thing to eat, and now people are like,
oh no,
just slurping them
up. It's sought after here.
Yeah,
it's super sought after.
Yeah. Have you had any oysters from the East Coast?
Now, the place that I go, you know, they'll give you the little piece of paper. This one's from the coast of Mexico. This one's, but I don't know where they're really getting this stuff. Like, but I want to try some from your actual region.
Yeah, Maine
I'm
has
sure
the
it's
best
good.
Oysters, I think, in the world. Maine,
the best.
I think so. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I haven't had any. Like, from, I know Japan has really good oysters.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Washington has good ones, but they're all like sweeter. The right. ones in the like New England, they're like briny. Like
yeah.
that intense.
What's
like,
a clam chowder like
salt.
Over there? The clam chowder.
Delicious.
Like it's authentic, I bet.
Yeah, it's really good. And the lobster obviously is good. That's what everyone says. But crab is slept on. Crab is, I think, better than lobster.
I'm down for crab, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so good. I love all that seafood stuff.
Me,
yeah,
too.
I crave that.
Yeah.
Now, is this true? Like, are there certain places in, you said Maine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's, there's things, people that just go there seasonally, like the rich people, they're called like snowbirds, and they'll just, mm-hmm. they rent out a house, and then that's why it's like certain seasons are slower. But did you have to deal with that? Like these people that aren't from the area, but they would come, you know,
oh, yeah.
during certain months.
The cruise ships from Canada come in.
Oh, they come from Canada.
Oh, yeah. They come from Canada. They come from Florida. They come from New York. When you see those orange plates, you're going to have a hard shift. Cause
so they're rich.
Yeah. When the rich people come, it's a long day at work. And
so do they rent out all the, I don't want to call them Airbnbs, but like these, they rent the rental houses.
Yeah.
Or they own the houses?
A lot of them do, mm-hmm. and they rent them out when they're not there, you know?
Now, a word from our sponsor. God damn, I'm sick of eating these goddamn wheat crackers every single night for dinner. If you're sick of it like me, then get with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat delivery service. Mealtime only takes 2 minutes. You could choose from 35 meals every single week. And it sure beats eating these damn dry wheat crackers. My favorite is the artichoke spinach chicken breast. Woo-hoo-hoo! It's delicious. Head to factormeals.com/Stevie50 and use code Stevie50 to get 50% off. That's code STEEBEE50 at factormeals.com/Stevie50 for 50% off. Get your Factor today, folks. Woo! And we're back. So I think that's a little disrespectful for them to buy the property. Mm-hmm. Even, I mean, from a landowner's point of view, no, they have every right. But if they're only going there once in a while and then it's uninhabited during the rest of the months, it's yeah. kind of like kind of sticking it to the local people like, we own this
totally.
House. And, you know, don't you feel, weren't you tempted as a teenager to kind of break a window and kind of do a little shindig in there? Just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like use a living room and just party for a night and then leave or something?
Yeah, I definitely did my fair share of like stumbling in two houses that are abandoned for some reason, whether it's for that or just like they're just abandoned.
They're abandoned.
There's not much else to do besides like go explore big empty mansions.
So you did that as a youth? Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Now, when you were doing that, was that nighttime? Do you like look through the window and like see if they're furnished and stuff?
I never did it at night.
Why not?
I don't know. Too spooky?
It's too scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. They should do some content like that where they're like, no, that would be breaking. No, but that would be.
You just got to get a little.
Now, is there ghost stories? Because there's a lot of history there. Are there some ghost stories from your town or
oh,
some
yeah.
old tales?
Yeah. I mean, me and my siblings used to see this. We call her. It was a ghost like in my basement. We called her the little colonial girl, which is so.
Oh, that's
creepy.
So scary.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's like the Conjuring thing. Keep going with the colonial girl. That's crazy.
Oh, my God. So there is this, like, weird tunnel between, like, my brother's room in the basement and this, like, closet. And we would see her, like, around the tunnel. You really saw this ghost? Yeah, I saw a lot of stuff in my house growing up. I was, like, one of those haunted kids.
So it was a haunted house.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
You lived on haunted house?
Yeah, in San Diego, but it was on an Indian burial ground.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I heard the whispers, and they almost tried to possess me.
Did they?
They tried.
What did you do to...
I had to yell at Jesus, and I only got the J and the E out.
G?
I was like,
stuttering.
Because they're like, yeah. I've told this story probably 100 times on this podcast. Yeah.
Wow.
It was sleep paralysis times 100. Yeah, they were on me. I was under the sheets. I was sweating profusely.
Wow.
And I was a kid and I was like, I couldn't move. And they were on me.
Are you into paranormal stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you listen to Otherworld podcasts? Shout out.
No, I listen to, I'm trying to like go on the other, like.
You're trying to go to the light.
Like, yeah, I'm trying to go back to the light. Yeah. Now I'm like. This on my algorithm, it's like this Catholic priest who like is an expert.
You went too deep.
Well, no, he's an exorcist.
Oh,
so
practicing.
He's a practicing exorcist, and he talks about different examples of exorcisms and like different demonic behavior on how they roll and like the different tricks they do. Mm-hmm. They use psychology and stuff. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the times they'll send like the weaker, because more than one demon can inhabit a human. So for the most part, they'll send the weaker, like, because there's a ranking
it's
system.
It's truly like double penetration. Because they're penetrating the soul.
Yeah, maybe.
Wow, those demons are free.
So they were, I guess there's a hierarchy amongst the demonology. There's like, you know, there's higher ranking demons. And so they'll send the weaker ones.
The infantry out.
Yeah. But I noticed that if you bless holy water, they don't like that. There's certain things that if you know their name, they don't like that because it's more of an authoritative stance against them. Because there's different names for them.
Yeah.
Like Leviathan or these other ones. And if you say
careful
their
now.
Name. No. I'm not trying to conjure anything.
No. We're safe. Yeah. I have a force field.
And then I have my friend Ryan brought me bells, and they don't like church bells.
Oh.
Because that signifies that they don't.
Yeah, they don't like church.
Yeah, they don't like bells in church and stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Very interesting. Next time you feel a demon, just be like, do you have a donation? Like, pretend like you're in a church.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, I don't go to church, but I don't know. I'm just starting to, I don't want to be closed-minded about it, you know?
Yeah.
Now, as far as, let's go back to the,
you want
to
get away from the spooky scary.
Yeah, we gotta go, yeah. as far as attraction levels, is bad breath a thing?
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a thing. That's bad. Floss and check your breath. Like, maybe some people can't smell it.
Because I can't.
You can't smell it? But do you have bad breath?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't notice I hugged you. Usually I can, like, smell it.
Yeah. It's like someone dying and like
really?
Something died in my mouth.
Well, yeah. A tooth might be dying, I guess.
Oh, there's several.
Really? Me too. Yeah. I have terrible teeth. I have holes in my. It's bad.
So I'm going to go to the dentist. I'm going to fix it up. Yeah.
When's the last time you went? It's been like over a decade for me, I think.
I want to say 10. Yeah, I want to say 10 years.
I should not have said that.
No. I think I have you beat. I think it's, I have close to 10, 12 years for me.
Wait, no, I lied. 2017. Because I was on my way to the dentist and I got into a horrible car accident. And then I was like, I can't go back.
Yeah. Now, you can't really tell, though. I couldn't tell.
No, you can't tell.
Can you tell? I couldn't at all.
You can't tell. And I don't have bad breath. I take care of my teeth really well, but I love candy. And
oh, we do, too. We love the candy here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Candy's important.
What kind of toothpaste?
Toothpaste. I think so. I like the natural ones that aren't too natural either. Like I like the Arm & Hammer.
The baking soda?
Yeah, I love the baking soda.
Because that's good. That's good for your teeth, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now going back to the hygiene, what if the guy wears cologne but it's BO underneath?
Right. That actually smells worse than just the BO, I think.
Because you're just trying to cover up shit.
It's a bad mix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you tell someone that they're messed? Like, do you just say, hey, man, you smell? Like, how do you end the date there?
Respectfully, I wouldn't see them after the date. I think that, you know, we need to listen to our evolution. If you... listen to it. But if you are on a date with somebody and you don't like the way that they smell, that is a very obvious sign that you're not compatible.
Okay, what if they do this? What if they smell good? Good hygiene. Mm-hmm. But when the bill comes, they go like this.
They pass it to me?
Yeah.
I'd be like,
that'd be a deal breaker.
I'd be like, huh, are you bad at math? Do you need me to do the math? Like, if I don't mind.
No. I don't think you saw this.
Okay.
They put it on your side of the table. Like, you're going to take care of this, right?
Damn. Like that. I don't even know how to respond to that. Because you got offended, didn't you? I think I would just find it so shocking.
Offensive?
I don't know. I think that maybe I'd find it so shocking that I might like it. Like, I might be like, manically laugh and then be like, okay. I mean, at least you're like open about it, I guess.
Let me meet you halfway. They take the bill. They go, so we're going to go Duchess, aren't we?
Yeah, that's that kind of worse.
It's worse?
I mean, I don't know. No.
Duchess is worse?
It's not worse.
He says it, and he breaks out his glasses and he goes.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was that felt worse.
You ordered the cocktail, didn't you? Yeah, we're going Duchess. Then he breaks out his calculator on his phone. And he starts calculating.
I would stop him and just take care of it.
Then do it. Like,
I'd be like, okay, this is too much.
You would put your hand.
Maybe not on the phone. I'm sorry. I would touch the arm and be like.
And then you go, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
This is too much.
What are you doing? I thought we had a nice dinner.
I would be like, yeah, we did, but we don't need to be deciphering the bill or working out any equations.
But that would be a deal, right? Because in your mind, you would have made up your mind.
Yeah. I mean, I think like the first date, it should be you should pay for the bill. But when
so tell the camera, to all the single guys out there, I don't need this advice because I've been with the same woman for 2 years, so I definitely pay for the bill. Right, babe?
Yeah, he did the right thing.
I pay for the bill every time.
But
tell the single guys out there.
If you're going on a first date with a woman, have a plan and find a good restaurant or find a good plan to do. Don't just be like, so when are we going to hang out? And, you know, have a reservation and then obviously pay for the bill. I think that if it was your idea to go on the date, which most likely it was, then that means that it's up to you to pay for it.
What if they don't have a car?
In LA, that is strange, I think, to not have a car. If you're dating and you don't have a car, maybe you need to focus on other things.
Okay, can I play devil's advocate?
Yeah, of course.
What if it's not a car, but he rolls up on a fucking awesome skateboard? Ollies up the curb, does a kickflip, and then he has a bandana on, you know? He's sorry I'm late.
I would be like, okay, this is a homie.
So you would already put him in the homie? Wait, hold up. You would put him in the homie category?
Because of the, sorry, I'm late. Like, yeah, the way he's talking to me. Yeah.
No, this is a date. The guy's rolling up on the date with the skateboard. He ollies up, kick flips. Hey, dude, sorry I'm late. Can you order me a beer? What do you do there?
I would be a little bit jarred. I would think I would go along with it because I like to observe people. And if someone is showing really like abnormal behavior like that,
frugal?
I would be
frugal
like.
Frugal behavior?
I mean, he's not frugal yet. He's just skateboarding and
okay,
asking me to
but
order
I'm
him.
Add to the story, oh, okay, but yeah. I'm going to add another
he's
element to
frugal.
The story. Yeah. So you'd give him a chance. You'd let him sit down and order the meal.
Yeah. Because okay. I'm like, who is this guy? I need to like figure out what's going
All right,
on.
Susie, I'm going to add a different element.
Okay.
Oh man, bro. Ooh, I'm kind of light tonight, Susie. Do you mind floating the bill tonight?
I would say.
I'm sorry. I got you next time, though. We'll go to the promenade. I got you.
I would be like, oh, that's okay. I can get it this time.
But then that's it.
But then there's probably not a next time.
It's done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's done.
It depends. Like, did I have a good time? Is he cool? Like, is he into paranormal shit? Yeah, I don't know. If someone is disrespectful, which I do kind of find that to be disrespectful.
That's disrespectful. No, but what if he really...
It was genuine.
It was genuine. He goes, oh, dude. I'm so sorry. I thought I had some bills in here. I'm so sorry. I got you next time, Sizzy.
I think, like, if a man is talking to me the way that he would his homie...
No, this is the way he's talking. I got you next time. Yeah, I got you. I got you, dude.
I would just go along with it and be like, okay, Shaka.
And that's it. That's it.
And then that's it. Yeah.
Okay, so on the flip side of that, oh my God.
The ghost. The ghosts are here.
Oh my God, the ghost is here. Yeah, it's empty.
Oh. Oh my God.
That's oh my God. Oh my God. Colin the ghost is here. Sorry, Colin.
Colin?
Yeah, he's the guy that used to live there, 93-year-old man, he died. His ghost is here. So anyway, don't be scared.
Okay, no,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Not.
I already made
I'm
it
not
back.
Scared
yeah,
of a ghost
we're
named
good.
Colin.
We're good, Colin.
Yeah.
What if what would be that scared me? What would be the absolute best thing you could do
on a date?
The best impression you could leave on a date.
I went on a good date recently, and he chose the place. We got some drinks. He paid for it. He was asking me questions about myself. He was intently listening. He was really sweet. He was like, he asked me for my social media, and I was kind of like, he's like, fourth date, we'll do social media. And I was like, okay, that's cool. I liked it. Maybe just because of like what my job is. I don't have personal social media, so it's kind of opening up the whole realm. But yeah, he was sweet. He was a short king with a nose ring. Love that.
Short king with a nose ring.
Short king with a nose ring.
Tattoos?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
So he was respectful?
Respectful.
He respected. He wasn't trying to get too into your business.
Mm-mm,
as far
not
as
at all. I loved that. Yeah, that's big.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure I'm, because people are, can be judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure, has there been instances where other guys, like they checked out your IG and they're like, wait a minute, and they get a little insecure themselves?
I mean, it's sometimes that. It's also sometimes, yeah. I mean, it's always, I think that's always the root of it. Mm-hmm. How they convey that is always different, but... Yeah, I went on. I feel like they like kind of shame you and then they fetishize you for it and then they shame you again. It's like this kind of cycle that happens. But I haven't really ever experienced that until very recently, one time. That I've only had one experience where someone was weird to me about what I do.
Can we talk about it a little
yeah,
bit? We
sure.
don't have to say his name or anything. I'm just interested in,
I don't even remember.
And how you navigated through that.
Yeah, okay. So he didn't know who I was before. And we talked about it, and he was, like, super seemingly open, whatever. We had plans to hang out, but I couldn't do it. I was busy. I was like, let's just do it when I come back in town. And I could tell he was kind of like, okay. And then he texted me. I didn't respond right away. And he texted me this long paragraph that was like, hey, I know I was joking about, like, looking you up, but I actually did. And it was just a lot for me because, like, I'm, like, I haven't been watching porn for a while, and it's not what I'm looking for in a wife, or whatever. And I was just like, I was like, wow, you're really assuming a lot, so many things.
Oh, wow. God, yeah. So don't do that, guys.
No.
Yeah.
No. And I was just, like, fresh off a breakup, just kind of, like, testing the waters, like, what are these guys like out here? And I was
a lot of F boys.
I don't even know what he is. He's like a nerd, though. I don't get it.
Well, you never know what's going on. You never know what's happening
you never
in his
know.
Mind.
You never know what's
How
happening.
Do you stay safe and protecting your anonymity or just, you know, like, navigating through that, like, as far, you know, because, you know, the internet could be a scary place as far as, you know, doxing and people... Mm-hmm. Finding out information, you know, like how do you protect yourself?
So yeah, you can't like find where I live online. Honestly, the job doesn't necessarily make my life that much more dangerous when it comes to like random men, like men on the street. They don't know what I do. It's not
exactly.
about that.
Yeah.
It's like, it's, yeah. And most men on the internet that are like fans or crazy fans, like it's just, they're all in, they're in like their fantasy world. There are some that
will cross the will, line.
You know, yeah.
And that's
find out your real number somehow and like that's be texting. Scary. Yeah.
Then how do you protect yourself? Do you have to call? Do you have to get a restraining order, or do you hire an investigator? Like, how do you work through that?
Yeah, restraining orders are a good option. The thing is like they kind of have to show up to, and they also have to like be in the same state because it's like state to state.
Yeah.
So you can't really do restraining order for like cyber stuff. It has to be like if, but I'm not 100% sure. So I'm sorry if I'm getting that wrong.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, October was a weird month for me. Weirdly. I don't know. I just like kept running into this weird violent people on the street. And
do you walk on the street? Like
I do
when you're going out or something, just like if you're going to the bars or
I think I've experienced more of it because I got a dog, so I'm like out on the streets more.
Dog.
But he's like he's not gonna do anything. He's not like a tiny dog, but he
could sense danger.
He can, but it took him a while because I found him in Mexico and humans were never the danger. They were just like the option for food. So he like loves everybody. So he's trying to discern and be like, he doesn't have to. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, gotcha, yeah, gotcha.
He's kind of, he's sweet, but he's starting to growl and like do that stuff. Good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it Chihuahua?
He is part Chihuahua, yeah.
There you go. That's the homie right there.
He's like Chihuahua German Shepherd.
Yeah.
He's
good for you. You rescued the dog?
I found him. Yeah, I rescued him. I would say. Maybe I stole him. Maybe I rescued him. Who knows?
I mean, that must be fulfilling him to have like a loyal dog to have your back like that.
Yeah, he's really loyal. He's good. Yeah. Do you have any pets?
No, I'm thinking about fostering. I had a dog.
Uh-huh.
And my neighbor just got a dog. And I dog sit a Milo. He's been on here.
Aww.
For like two or three episodes. Yeah. So he's gone now, but usually, you know, I dog sit Milo. But I'm thinking about actually adopting. I want to get like a Chihuahua.
Go to Mexico. They're the chillest, sweetest dog.
Yeah, I want to save an animal. I want to save a dog. I don't want to go to a dog shop or something. Go to a, you know, a place where they need it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I want a small, like, ferocious little chihuahua. Yeah, I want something that has a little attitude that will, like, you know, can sense stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, but to answer your question, I posted about being, like, attacked a couple of times and whatever, and this company sent me a Glock. Not a real gun because we're in California, but it's like non-lethal, legal, no license required. Looks like a real gun, sounds like a real gun, but it's like,
is it an air gun?
It's like the bullets are circles. It's called the Byrna. There's like billboards for them here now.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you need a light like a gun, like a license for
you don't
that?
Need anything
really. And then it looks like, and then that's for your protection. Okay. And so did you ever have to like break it out to like fend off
I have
people?
I don't know. I feel like it made me more paranoid walking around with it because
really?
I have a gun on me. I've never shot a real gun.
Yeah, me neither.
So I don't know, it made me like looking around at people and
oh, it didn't make you feel safe.
I don't know. I need more practice. I just need more practice. But there was one night where someone was following me and I like ran home and went out and got it and like was peering up high where like I could see them but they couldn't see me, and I had it on me just in case.
How did you know they were following you?
I think you can feel it. You know when someone's following you, right? Yeah. Yeah. You can like you can feel it happening.
So y'all know. I don't know if I felt the same because y'all had a nonverbal like agreement. Just
yeah,
like she definitely got it. She like, oh yeah,
she's like, yeah. You can sense it.
So it's an inner feeling.
Uh huh. If you're a woman by yourself walking at night, someone is probably following you.
Really, y'all?
They're just like you. Yeah, most likely.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my god.
I know. I mean, if there's no one in the street, then probably not. But
so what? How do you? Oh man,
I think that's why I've dated men, honestly, because like having one around, truly, it's a repellent to other men.
Just having
any man within.
Well, what if he's a little Danny DeVito looking motherfucker?
It truly doesn't matter that much. No, because they just won't. They won't do it because it's just one tiny obstacle and. they're like going for the lowest hanging fruit.
It discourages them.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Yeah.
They don't like that.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, ladies, when you're out there, make sure you have a man with you when you're walking out, walking your dog at night.
Yeah.
Don't be. Yeah. Or don't. Or if not, have a baton or pepper spray.
Yeah. Pepper spray.
Or something like that.
Of course. But I've never. There's pepper spray all over my house, all over my car. I have so many of them. Anytime I've been like attacked or needing one, I've never had it on me. Like, I just never. And even if it happens, if someone's hitting you on the street, how am I going to go into my purse and get it? Face it the right way, because you don't want to spray yourself, you know? When someone's, like, hitting it, it's like,
can you have it on your keychain, like, mm-hmm. you know, those brass knuckles with spikes on it or something?
Chopsticks in the hair, extra sharp.
Oh.
Right?
Like chopstick, like, shanks.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because I was, like, walking to my trash with chopsticks in my hand because after dinner or whatever, and I was like, oh, if someone comes at me right now, I'm fine.
You should sharpen them.
Yeah.
To make spears.
Serrate them.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like Kill Bill shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know?
Yeah.
Or I would get like, I would get bear spray.
Yeah, I have heard that.
Because that would mess them up if you have bear spray on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this man, when you like had a beer over the fence, like how did he know to retract? Like, how does that work? Did he know that you were like spying on him now and like he had to like backtrack?
I saw him like look around and try to figure out where I went and he couldn't figure it out.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad I got away quickly.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean,
can you have a siren? Like what? Like one of those loud.
That's nice. An air horn.
An air horn.
That's actually such a good.
Because that would freak them out. Like, you know those air horns? Get freaked out. And they'd be like, oh.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Or a whistle.
Mm.
Dude, if you had to bring back that rape whistle. Dude, then they would run.
You think so?
Yeah. A whistle, dude?
You got to get a really, like.
No, like a military whistle.
Oh.
You know the ones you get at the Army Surplus store? Like those. The metal ones. Yeah. If you had that around your neck and he was falling, you go, then they would be like, you know?
Yeah. They would probably run away. You're so right. I'll get an air horn and blow the whistle and have mace attached to my head.
Yeah, dude. I had no idea. Y'all got to walk out together. Is that y'all should walk out together?
Yeah.
Y'all walk out.
Yeah.
Do I need to walk out with you with the knife or something? Like, what? Y'all gonna be good or what?
Yeah,
y'all
we'll good, be good. Right? Thing about me is that, like, good, right? I don't know if it's the New England, like, grit.
You got the
or
East
what,
Coast grit, yeah.
But someone, I fight or flight is always fight for me, especially with men.
Yeah, I could tell you have a toughness about you. I don't know you that well, but I could tell.
Yeah, if a man comes up to me and, like, touches me or, I mean, this never happened until recently, but, like, or hits me or whatever. This dude, I was trying to get into my friend's car. I get in. He's punching me from outside. I'm trying to shut the door.
What?
Punches me in the head. It's never happened to me in my life before. And I jump out of the car, tackle him to the ground. My elbow and my hip were fucked for like weeks because I tackled him to the ground. Huge dude. And then he sprints away. I'm wearing these, like, you know,
Docs.
It felt like in a dream when, like, you're trying to run, but, like, you can't because these are pretty heavy.
Oh, my God. So, how'd you know that technique to tackle him? Did you wrestle in high school? Did you wrestle?
No, I think I'm just a fighter.
So you just instinctively knew
what to do. Yeah.
Why was the dude?
I don't know. He came out of nowhere. I was just walking to the car and he was trying to talk to me. I just ignored him. They don't like that. But like, it's worse to engage, honestly. And yeah, I don't know. He was insane.
Was this at like after a club or were you at a play? Like,
no, not no.
This was just in the neighborhood?
Yeah.
That's so
Isn't
weird.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, that's wild. I was LA's like, crazy, huh?
Yeah, I've lived over there on the west side for a couple years.
This
and
is on the west side?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and I was like, everything's fine. I found a couple dead bodies on my street, but I'm chilling. And then October happened, and I was like, I'm not chilling. This place is dangerous.
It is, huh?
Yeah.
It is dangerous, yeah.
Yeah, it's wild.
So if you come to LA, make sure, you know,
Yeah.
You're safe. I don't go out.
I know. I don't like to leave my house. I chill.
I'm a big chiller.
I like that about you.
I'm a hermit. I don't go out. I chill.
Same. Did you like the pandemic for that reason?
Yeah, kind of. But I only leave if I have to. Like if I run out of this or something. Yeah. If I need tobacco, then I'll do a little mission to 7-Eleven. I'll do a little 7-Eleven mission.
Is this tobacco or is it? It's nicotine too, right? Or no?
Yeah, this is chewing tobacco. Yeah.
Oh, right. But there's nicotine in it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is, I'm trying to quit. This is such a bad habit.
It is bad. I smoke a hypothetical vape. Maybe it's embarrassing.
New Year's resolution, huh?
My New Year's resolution is to not get...
And we'll end it with our resolution. Go ahead.
Nice. Not to get scammed anymore and to improve my posture.
There you go.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah. Possibly quit this. Mm-hmm. I have to go to the dentist.
Yeah. I need to add that one.
And work on doing more content. And that's it. And walk the straight and narrow. Do you have fun?
Right now?
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun.
Let's plug your podcast. So you do a podcast called Online Forever Pod with a co-host. Go ahead.
Yes. Me and Sydney Summers, we are just finished our first year doing this Online Forever podcast. It's great. It's doing really well. We're really excited about it. It's been awesome to have like a different project to focus on. And on Instagram and everywhere else is just Online Forever Pod.
You think your co-host will come here on the Stevie Weeby Show and get an interview too?
Hell yeah.
She'd be down?
Hell yeah.
Could that be cross promotion?
Would you be down to come on our show?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, I love it. It's like way more, I'm like dripping because I'm on somebody else's podcast. I have no control.
No. Okay, so would it be different if I were to go over there?
No, you have complete control.
But what would you guys put me like ask me vulnerable things or something?
No.
No! Give me a hypothetical thing. Let's pretend we're over there and I'm on your guys' platform. What would happen?
We would probably ask you more about the paranormal stuff because we're both into that.
There you go. That's great. Okay.
And like how you feel about being online forever, like
everything
you've ever posted is gonna outlive you.
Well, this is my thing, and I'll answer that because I've thought quite a bit about it, and I'm like, well, I'm going to die one day.
Mm-hmm.
If it lives, it lives. That's the good and the bad, whatever.
Right.
You know, because I put music out there, too. I mean, I want that to be out there.
Right.
Forever.
Yeah.
But because I've podcasted so much, and you know what I mean? At the end of the day, it doesn't matter anyway, because one day we're going to be dead on a different spiritual plane or a different dimension. It's like, we'll probably laugh at, like, oh... You know what I mean? Like, we care now because we're here and we have all these worries and concerns and we're human and we have these fears. But I think that once we've passed, it's like going to be like, you know, an outer body thing where we're like, oh, they're still doing that. They're still worried about that.
Right.
And we've, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Ascension.
So definitely tune into the Online Forever Pod. You guys got a big following on Instagram.
Yeah, it's done really well.
We've
done all the right things.
Yeah. And then when do those episodes drop?
Wednesdays.
Okay,
we just
finished
the second season pretty much. And we're looking for a new studio for season 3.
There you go. Why don't you just do it at your apartments or houses and just get your own cameras and stuff?
I know, but since we started with like the 4 camera lights and everything.
Yeah.
I would feel sad to.
Do you have an editor?
Or
you guys edit your own stuff?
I do some editing, but the producers like cut to the cameras to who's talking. They do all that. Thankfully, because that would take me forever.
It looks clean and it looks good, like professional. Like,
thank you.
Good. Yeah. So definitely check that out.
Yeah.
And subscribe to that. It's on YouTube as well.
Yep. Yeah, it's everywhere.
Okay. Cool. Cool.
It's everywhere. Yeah, because porn gets boring. I'm sick of being like.
That's why I didn't ask you too much.
Yeah. We can like cut out that sexual part.
I might have to.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine.
I was so excited to come here and not talk about sex at all.
Because I've had past, you know.
Yeah.
I've had past guests where I'm like, oh, I didn't think it was that bad. I got demonetized.
Oh no.
No, it's fine though. I mean, we caught it.
It's at 42 minutes. You can cut that right out.
There you go. Subscribe to Online Forever today. And then, do you want to plug your Instagram real quick?
Yeah, it's Stellar Simulated, and then there's another one, Stellar's Fear, like Stratosphere, but Stellar Fear. Whatever. Yeah. You if you Google Susie Stellar, you can find me everywhere.
Yeah. And then I'll hop on your guys' thing. I mean,
yeah, that would be so much fun.
First Asian American guest.
Yes.
All right, there you go.
There we go. Oh, actually, I'm so sorry.
Did Leo do it right?
No. No, but you will Leo's be the first official guest. Oh, really?
Yeah, Leo's been on.
He's so sweet.
Yeah. We were shooting
it. I'm sure. Yeah. He's cool.
He's cool as hell. Definitely. If you want to help support the platform, go to patreon.com/StevieWeeby. Scissor Bros drops every Friday. Check out my new album, Puer Eternos, StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. And that's it. Dude, that was awesome.
Woohoo! So fun. Meow.
Hiding in the crevices, in the coral premises, in my Neverland like Peter Pan, checking messages. Like a monk upon the ledge, and I'm trying to do my part before departing from the edge. A shark is at a bark, as there are marks about my art aware. Anything we say or do will be demolished like a chair. Tear them down and wear black turns to gray, another hair changes shade to rainy clouds. I'm proud of what you did, allow me to fly an eagle away from nest. I heard my cat cry, so I woke.
Done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Elf is talking about the details and the fractal landscape, tempting me to mandate adventures to